Hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Woo-wee! Oh, it's so good to be back. We have such an amazing, crazy show. And when I mean crazy, I'm talking about things out of your imagination you couldn't possibly even fathom. It just keeps going and going. Like, last week, we did the vinyl angel reading. So what I'd do was basically I would close my eyes and pick the vinyl on the WMFO selection. And it was nuts what I picked. Oh my goodness. I had a vinyl. Literally, the album was called Dream Messages, and then the next vinyl I picked was called Crystal Comments, and it had a clear quartz right on the cover. Oh my goodness, it was just unbelievable. This is the kind of stuff that happens here. This is what the Paranormal Playground Sounds is all about. And I was able to give a reading and a message. They both had handwritten messages on those vinyls. What are the odds? No. It is not crazy. It is not weird. It is not a coincidence. It is paranormal. It is spirit. That is the unseen. This is what happens when we believe. This is what happens when we open up to the infinite realms right here. And we put our trust and love and faith in spirit. And magical things happen. There's just so much that sometimes I've just been getting overwhelmed because I haven't actually gotten so much information all at once, and it keeps going. So what is the information that we have today? Oh my God. We have music from Pink Floyd, first of all. Pink Floyd was in my dreams a couple of weeks ago, and they've been in my dreams before. I've been able to astral project to Pink Floyd, so I'm very curious to see. They've been in my dreams multiple times. I have a very strong, beautiful connection with Pink Floyd, a very spiritual connection. I absolutely adore and love them. So we're gonna play some Pink Floyd. We have a shamanic drumming that we'll do today, but also I had a dream of beautiful Native Americans last night. This was my dream. They're beautiful Native Americans. And they were singing and dancing and did drumming. And they were doing their own shamanic drumming. And I was like, oh my God, of course. They want to center around the drumming and the shamanic journeying today. I was like, of course I will. Of course, of course. And I knew they're my ancestors. It was so beautiful. So overwhelming. And I said to my sister to send me a pic of the dream catcher with the wolf in it. Because I wanted to represent the journey. And on my way here, I randomly stopped at one of those cute little mini book libraries that was outside. Guess what? One of the book in the middle, The Wolfen. It said The Wolfen. So let me tell you what wolves demonstrate. These are signs of spirits. Okay. Wolves are often associated with wisdom, intuition, and guidance, providing insight and direction in your life. So we're going to have an intense show. Yeah, yeah, this is really what's going down. And I'm really excited. So without further ado, let's get into our guided, let's get into our meditation. But you know what? I want to do the, let's do the shamanic meditation. How about we do that? Because this is all basically centered around the shamanic journeying. So before we do the drumming, let's go into a beautiful shamanic meditation. So everyone joining, just come in. I'm going to give you a few moments to collect yourself. It is 6:05. We started right on the dot, which is very rare. Ha! Just kidding, but really. So let's give you some moments to collect yourself. Thank you. take some nice deep inhale and exhales. Breathe in, breathe out. As we are here right now, we understand that spirit is here with us and protecting us and engaging in the most beautiful, serene beauty and promise of love, joy, wisdom, and perfection. We remember in this moment that this is our time to come down and relax. Anything that has caused distraction throughout our day, anything that has hindered or blocked or even thrown us off balance where we may feel that we are not grounded, this is our time to ground. This is our time to shield. This is our time to feel good. Living in the most beautiful light right now. We come into contact in which we are in pure knowing. We are in pure harmony with this knowing that spirit guides and all of our spirit and all of our loved ones are here with us, protecting us, shielding us, and guiding us through everything and what it is that we, wherever we need to be. You see yourself in a dark cave right now in this moment. In this dark cave, we are in the world and we are in the consciousness of trust. We do not need any reassurance, light, direction, signs to tell us where we are. We are in pure knowing. We are in pure trust and harmony that wherever we go, wherever we do, whatever the next move is, wherever we are, that we're protected, that we're loved, and we trust that the next step will be provided. We have no fear of the dark. We are in complete serenity as we sit in this cave. We're washing and clearing all that does not serve us. As we are sitting here in pure trust, we can see little lights like those of that and Peter Pan, like little Tinkerbells fluttering around and little fairy lights and sprites and spirits and engaging around us, and those lights are tiny and faint, but they are light. Our heart arises with pure glee as we understand the symbol and as we understand our guides are right here. Wherever you are in your life, wherever it is that you may be, whether you're struggling, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're joyful, gratitude, full of life, sick, healthy, it does not matter. This light that dances around you always reminds you, is a constant reminder. It is a constant reminder of the one being of you that is infinite. The one being of light that never runs out, that being of light that can never be put out, that can never blow out. Inexhaustible joy. and all these little issues we obsess about, these little stress, anything that brings us away from joy and harmony, we're bringing it back here with this meditation. We're bringing it back here with this healing. It may feel uncomfortable. It may feel good. It may feel like nothing. It may feel worse. But understand, this is where the work is being done. You are purging out all that doesn't serve you, and it's being restored to everything that does. The healing is right here. See, you sitting in this dark and you seeing those lights, that is all the health being restored into your body temple. That is the guide, the guidance system that is showing you your way out. It is showing you your way into healing. It is showing you solution. It is showing you choice, option. What is your choice today? You have a choice. You have a choice to move closer to healing or away from it. What are you choosing? We choose this with our thoughts. We choose this with our actions. We choose this with our words. We are the master. What do you see? If you are noticing the light is getting brighter and brighter and you're able to almost fully see the cave within, the light uncovering the darkness, this means the healing is happening. This means the healing is working. American is here with us and unfolding the natural healing medicines, the natural healing properties of good. You can see the shamanic symbols everywhere. You can see spirit guide, the wolf, comes forth. The wolf is here, handing you the message and the guidance and all the intuition that you need. All the truth that you need right now. If you've forgotten who you are, if you don't remember, the wolf is here to bring you the gift of remembering, grounding, belonging. We are free. We are eternally free. Exactly the answer. You can hear with such precision what spirit is saying to you. You are a living, breathing miracle. And today is your signal for a new path. Today is your day for something new. Always creating, always changing, always brand new, always in flow of the magic. Your destiny is here. Joy right here, right now. feel the Reiki go through the radio. You're saved. You've already been saved. You're loved. Sit by the fire as the Native Americans created for you. Warm yourself and just experience this healing. Get an opportunity to just allow yourself to receive in this moment. Receiving. You are in the receiving mode, which means you are deserving of this gift, which means spirit works according to you. You're loved. You're so loved. I love you. Engaged with love. Take some nice inhale, exhales, inhale, exhales. Your wolf and your Native American spirit guides leave you with love and strength to be able to trust yourself and trust the magic within you. When you're ready, open up your eyes and say, oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm alive, oh yeah, I feel good. Whatever it is you want to say, whatever it is that gives you pep in your step, say it. When I'm working out and when I'm boxing and I'm in my workout, I like to yell a lot. I like to go, woo! It keeps the momentum. It keeps the energy going and it wakes me up and it's a boost of energy. So while I'm working out, I love doing that and it feels good. So sometimes we just got to wake ourselves up. And if you find yourself wanting to do that after the meditation, go right ahead. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful day. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. If you are just joining us and you are new to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, you have just engaged in a guided meditation, a healing journey for your soul. And this is how the Paranormal Playground goes. Everything's supernatural. Not only is this music through the spirit world, music through the psychic world, this is healing and receiving a free healing, free information, all the channeling you can possibly get from spirit through me to you, all for you. Because you were that special, and you were that magical, and you were that infinite. So stay tuned. We've got an amazing show. We're here till 8 p.m. Coming up, I got some Pink Floyd. Lots of Pink Floyd vinyl. We're going to see what's cooking up with the remixes, the shamanic journeying. I don't know. I'm just going to flow with it. Spontaneity. So here we go. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free formed radio.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
attraction that's holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Just an earthbound distance.
we weave. Onward, it's a battleground. Onward, we'll smash it down. Onward. 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 Invisible transfers, a long distance call.
Fly, fly, me see. Oh, I wanna see what spring is like.
Hello. It is Mariah Merlinite right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. What you have heard was just some extreme awesomeness. Oh, yeah. So what do we have? We had Pink Floyd from the Momentary Lapse of Reason album. And then I did a little remix with the, even though I wasn't really called to do the remix with the Pink Floyd, it was spontaneous and it happened, and it was supposed to happen. I was actually more, I guess Spirit wanted me to focus more on the Pink Floyd than the shamanic journey. Sleep in on my couch, Del the Funk Homo Sapien. Yow! So we did the instrumental from Delaphone Homo Sapien. That was... which one was this? Ahoy to. And the other one was Sleeping on My Couch, so... yeah, we're gonna get that. And so... that, I thoroughly had so much fun. I hope you were listening to that, because I just remixed that with the, oh my god, it was pretty dope. I remixed that with, Signs of Life and Learning to Fly. I think there was both of them merged in with each other. So Spirit wanted me to do that. Now I understand exactly why this is intense. Oh my goodness. It's magical. It's very, very magical. I love life. I just love my life right now. Thank you, God. So we're here. Our Native American spirits are here. I hope you're getting what you need from tuning into this vibrational piece, high vibrational. Everything that I'm doing here is being channeled by spirit for you to get a sense. And a lot of it, like, you're thinking right now, okay, people who are open would know the significance and the purpose of, you know, mixing Pink Floyd and hip hop together. But why? Why does Spirit want me to do that live on the air? So it really comes down to understanding this is how you open up your consciousness. This is how you explore new avenues in your brain. When we're introduced to things we're not used to, and we're introduced to things that are different, and we're exposed to things we are unfamiliar with, things we don't quite understand, that is really the main recipe of a foundation of putting in that extra oomph and that sprite and that pep in your step. So you have to understand, we're used to constantly living a residual routine a lot of the times. And even though rituals and having structure is very good, sometimes we need the recess, we need the play, we need the creativity, we need the spontaneous, we need to mess up. It's like order and chaos. So when we're exposed to chaos, good chaos like this, when creative chaos, it inspires us and it opens up our brain and to be in a different frequency, to be somewhere it hasn't been, to move into a different paradigm, to think different thoughts. So everyone who's listening out there, you know, Pink Floyd, you know, Del Funk, the Homo sapien may not be your cup of tea, but I'm sure anybody who's listening to my radio show is very open to all types of music, because you couldn't listen to this show and not be open to all types of music. So anyways, the whole point is being exposed to that. Maybe it's not about you needing to buy one of their albums. Maybe it's about you opening up your heart and opening up your mind to a different type of music that has completely nothing to do with their genre. Maybe it has to do with getting an idea to do something creative. It may not even have to do with mixing. It may not even have to do with music. It could be completely different. It could be writing. It could be drawing. It could be painting. It could be anything that is beautiful and explicit in the soul and in the heart. And so when we do these things, this could guide you to open up to have a different conversation with someone about something, you know? But this is what it's all about. It's about changing. It's about making sure we're stepping into spontaneous goodness constant. So please stay tuned, because 7:05, you know what it is. We're doing the shamanic journey. Boom, 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 boom. We're doing the healing. We're doing a mini of that. I'm really guided to do more remixing, because that was just too fun. It's exhilarating. Doing live mixing here is exhilarating, and I understand my spirit is continuously pushing me to mix with the turntable. I love it. I love it here. I'm elated. I can't even. I'm so elated. WMFO, it's a different world. It's a different planet. It's a different energy. It's so sacred here. And I am so grateful every single day of my life that I'm a part of this place, a part of the station, and I'm here. Oh my God, it's beautiful. I love you all so much. So thank you for tuning in and connecting with me, connecting with yourself. So let's continue. And I hope you liked when I threw in the Bobby Womack, you know, just some lightheartedness where it's, you know, a little bit different from the Pink Floyd, but mainly I'm going to be playing a lot of the Pink Floyd. music, because it's just, it's great. It's that good. It's, you know, how could I not? So let's continue with the, I love this album so much. A Momentary Lapse of Reason. It's, let's continue. Ooh.
Thank you. understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Misunderstood ain't gotta be explained. But you don't understand me, so let me explain. Stood in the heat, the flame, the snow. Please slow down, hurricane. The wind blow, my dread swing. He had hair like wool, like rain. Dropping ashes in the Bible. I shake them out and they fall on the rifle. Scary. Hail Mary, no tail fairy. All real, very extraordinary. Perry Mason facing the barrel if he tattle. My God is my judge. No gown, no gavel. A hound, a rabble. Down to battle. Now or never, or whenever. In the effort. Fucking fantastic. If you agree, I'm bright. But I don't give a f if you see me.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are.
Misunderstood ain't gotta be explained. So for those who understand, meet Dwayne. For 8.5 months I gave him a seat to pain. Now it's young money, baby, keep the change. And mama say, fuck him, and we the same. So hello, motherfucker, you got some sheets to change. And ain't it funny how people change like Easter Sunday? You know, church fit and outfit. Bright pink and green chest look house lit. Bright pinky rings, but that ain't about this. What you brought, bitch? Excuse my French emotion and my passion, but I wear my heart on my sleeve like it's the new fashion. What are you asking? If I don't have the answer, it's probably on the web like I'm a damn tarantula. But I know you don't understand, cause you thought Little Wayne was Weezy, but Weezy is Wayne.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are.
I watched the TV the other day, right? Got this white guy on there talking about black guys. Talking about how young black guys are targeted. Targeted by who? America. You see, one in every 100 Americans are locked up.